Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. The chief executive of the Democratic National Committee says a visit to assess Birmingham's bid to host the 2016 National Convention has gone great. Party CEO Amy Dacey briefly addressed the crowd at a public event in downtown Birmingham on Monday night. The two-day site visit concluded yesterday. Dacey says the city is being considered for the convention because of the passion and pride displayed by leaders during a meeting to discuss the bid, but Birmingham is a long way off from getting the convention. The party will also visit potential convention sites in Columbus, Ohio, New York, Philadelphia, and Phoenix, Arizona. Officials hope to announce a decision by early next year. Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange is praising a federal appeals court ruling against the Affordable Care Act. APR's Stan Ingold reports the decision impacts how people pay for health care.
The divided court has ruled that federal subsidies to help millions of low- and middle-income people pay insurance premiums apply only in states that set up their own insurance markets under the law. A federal court in Virginia unanimously ruled the opposite way. Alabama is among the states that didn't set up an exchange, and the Washington decision means residents may no longer be eligible for federal aid to make insurance more affordable. Attorney General Luther Strange says he is proud to have joined other Republican attorneys general who opposed the law before an appeals court in Washington. Strange says the decision could cripple the entire law, which he opposes. Stan Ingold, APR News.
The Marshall Space Flight Center is celebrating an anniversary today. It was 15 years ago that Space Shuttle Columbia carried up the Chandra X-ray Observatory. The NASA Center in Huntsville manages the $1.5 billion telescope. The spacecraft studies a mysterious phenomenon called dark matter. Chandra Program Director Randy Baggett says public interest in the telescope is strong even after 15 years.
The fact that we've got a million, video views on YouTube, just shows that the interest in the thing, and continues to have, a lot of followers on Twitter, et cetera. So it's a lot of interest, a lot of good science.
The Chandra launch almost ended in disaster. One of Space Shuttle Columbia's main engines began leaking fuel during the liftoff and later shut down. The mission ended safely and successfully. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has named a new resident inspector at the Farley Nuclear Plant in southeast Alabama. Kenneth Miller is taking over the job at the Southern Nuclear Operating Plant near Columbia. Miller previously worked as an inspector at TVA's Watts Bar plant in Tennessee. Each U.S. nuclear plant has at least two resident inspectors, and Miller joins another senior resident inspector at Farley. Resident inspectors are based in plants to conduct inspections, monitor large projects, and provide general government oversight. Farley is a twin reactor plant located near the Chattahoochee River in Houston County. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Wednesday to you. Hot temperatures continue. Today's temperatures top out near 90. Only a small chance for a lone shower or storm. Many of us will stay dry. Risk of rain today, 30%. Lows tonight near 70. Expect mild and muggy conditions overnight. For Thursday, good chance for scattered storms, although it doesn't rain all day. Some will stay dry for Thursday. As for Friday through the weekend, hot and mainly dry weather will be around. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.